Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. Plymouth County's Board of Supervisors today take action on a request from the County Dive Team. Last week, members of the team requested funding to replace old equipment. The supervisors said they would take up the funding issue today and will consider approval of a funding allocation through the Sheriff's Office budget. Under new business, the supervisors will consider setting a public hearing on an amendment to the Plymouth County Wind Urban Renewal Plan, and later the board will go into closed session to consider a real estate matter. The Lamar City Council has several action items before them today. A contract for design services at O'Toole Park is one of the items. This is one of several projects to be carried out by the city's Community Betterment Foundation. A traffic study for Key Avenue and 24th Street Southwest, a consultant's contract for updating traffic signals downtown, and an amendment to the city's urban renewal plan will also be decided. The annual Lamar's Chamber Ag Committee Ag Tour takes place today. Janelle Johnson says that this is an annual event for Lamar's third and fourth graders.
It's the first time for many kiddos that maybe they've never been to a farm before. And the best part about the whole day is they get to visit four different farms. So it's a pretty big highlight, and I know kids talk about it in school, and when it's their turn to finally get to go on those tours, they are super excited to go.
The tour brings the students to four farms where they can see operations up close.
Visit a beef farm, a swine farm, a dairy farm, and a sheep farm. We have four producers that have graciously allowed us to be able to bring over 275 kids to their farm in one day. They're on a scheduled tour, so there's only a smaller amount at each of those tours in a day.
Some of the students are used to being on the farm. Some are going to be there for the first time. Johnson says the purpose of the ag tour is to help the students understand the sources of the things they eat. At the end of the tours, all 275 students will gather at Cleveland Park, where lunch will be served, courtesy of Plymouth County Farm Groups and donations from local ag-related businesses. Part of a state office building was evacuated yesterday over a package. The spokesman for the Iowa State Patrol says they were called to the Lucas State Office Building at 11 o'clock yesterday morning about a suspicious package within the Iowa Secretary of State's office. The first floor was evacuated, and the Des Moines Fire Department's hazmat team was contacted. The State Patrol spokesman says the package was determined to not be a threat. The circumstances surrounding the package are being investigated. A study from Iowa State University shows that only 5 to 10% of the 230,000 private well owners in the state test their water annually. Iowa State Extension Water Quality Program Manager Catherine DeLong says one of the barriers to testing is a misunderstanding of what quality well water should be. She says well owners often think it is a normal thing to have bacteria, but it really isn't. Bacteria, nitrates, and arsenic are the most common contaminants and have all been detected in Iowa wells. DeLong says testing regularly is important because the impact of the contaminants don't immediately show up when people drink the water. And artificial intelligence software is being used to reduce paperwork and headaches for healthcare professionals at the University of Iowa. Now a pilot AI program is being rolled out statewide. Dr. Charles Blum, Chief Health Information Officer at U of I Healthcare, says some physicians are having to spend 2 hours doing administrative work for every hour they spent with patients. Blum says those using the AI are seeing a 50 to 80% reduction in their time doing paperwork and other administrative burdens. UIHC has more than 100 offices across Iowa, and this new technology is being offered to professionals in all of them, including doctors, dietitians, physical therapists, and nurses. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.